Now, along with the authority structure of the organization, we have to consider their role as a prophet to the members of their organization. Okay? They really consider the organization, the governing body, to be the oracle of God, the only channel through which Christ works. The Holy Spirit, per se, uses this channel, the governing body, and this channel exclusively in dispensing information to the Lord's followers in this day and age. This is the witness's thinking on the subject. Okay? And as such, they have made several prophecies, time prophecies particularly, throughout the years from their very inception. And the ones, all of them except one is just hanging in the balance because the time hasn't arrived yet, but all of them have come to fail. And I'd like to look at some of these a little bit in detail, because these were things that were not just intimated or hinted at, or somebody said, well, you know, I imagine that such and such will happen. I mean, we all do this, you know. We all do that. I mean, I think we're all a little eschatologists in some way, shape, or form. But it's different when you say, God says. Okay? And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at what has come from the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society in terms of prophecies, where the leaders have prefixed their prophecy with God says. Okay? Now, one I'd like to touch on is their prophecy of 1914. Okay? The year 1914 is a very important year to the witnesses over the years for very many different reasons. Okay? Now, you remember when the first thing I read to you from their publication is that pointed out, unless we are in touch with this channel of communication that God is using, we will not progress along the road to life no matter how much Bible reading we do. Okay, that's an intimation right there of their prophetic role. Now, as such, their first president, Charles Taze Russell, made an astounding prophecy concerning 1914. Now, what the average witness, many witnesses are aware of this failed prophecy, but they're not aware of exactly how Charles Taze Russell, the founder, arrived at his dates concerning this prophecy. Charles Taze Russell was very deep into pyramidology. Now, if you were to tell a witness that today, his eyes would probably get pretty big, and he would write it off as a lie, because they believe that the Great Pyramid of Egypt is an instrument of demonic origin. Okay? But you see, that belief didn't come around until the second president of the Watchtower and Bible Tract Society took office, Joseph Franklin Rutherford. Until then, the pyramid was held by the founder, Charles Taze Russell, who was considered the faithful and wise servant of his day, to be the second divinely inspired instrument of God to lead man. And based on measurements within the passages of the Great Pyramid, taking inches and converting that to years, he arrived at the conclusion that 1914 would be the year of the complete overthrow of Earth's present rulership. Okay? Now, I don't think it happened. Okay? 1914 came, and of course World War I started, and boy, that was a good sign for him. But Christ didn't come, and the world kept going. ...1925 rolls around now. Charles Taze Russell passes away. In 1925, Joseph Franklin Rutherford is the president of the organization. And Joseph Franklin Rutherford makes the prophecy that in 1925 we are going to witness an astronomical earthly resurrection of the dead. Okay. And referring to those from the past that are going to be resurrected to the earth, particularly what they term to be princes Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. He had this to say in his book, Millions Now Living Will Never Die, printed in 1920. He says, concerning 1925, they are to be resurrected as perfect men and constitute the princes or rulers in the earth according to his promise. Therefore, we may confidently expect that 1925 will mark the return of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the faithful prophets of old. To go along with his prophecy, and this is really unknown to the average witness that you come across today, he purchased a vast estate in Los Angeles. And he named it Beth Sarim, which was Hebrew for Palace of the Princes. It was actually deeded in trust to the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, being held in trust for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what's ironic is during the Great Depression, this was the residence of Joseph Franklin Rutherford. Okay? Wintered there. He summered in Europe. He drove two 18-cylinder Cadillacs, and all this during the Great Depression, when he was preaching earnestly for people to spend all their time out in field service, going from door to door, knocking on doors, and living out of their vehicles. Well, anyway, 1925 rolled around, and once again, nada. And everybody makes mistakes, right? But you got to be careful when you say, God says. One more before I close down for the night. There were several time prophecies that came and went. But the most recent that people are aware of was the one for 1975. Now, by this time, they had learned a little bit about making time prophecies, I think. I think they caught a little bit of flack from some of the past ones. And so they were a little more careful about how they went around wording this. And I can vouch for this from personal experience, because I was one of them in 1975 and before. They didn't come right out and say 1975 will be Christ's return, but they had several publications with such wording as the one I'm about to read from the Watchtower of August 15th, 1980 or 1968. And just listen, pay attention to this. Now, put yourself in the shoes of a follower of this organization, and you put your complete trust in the hierarchy, you put your complete trust in that governing body and what comes from them. And they tell you this. Are we to assume from this study that the Battle of Armageddon will be all over by the autumn of 1975 and the long-looked-for thousand-year reign of Christ will begin by then? Possibly. But we wait to see how closely the 7,000-year period of man's existence coincides with the Sabbath-like 1,000-year reign of Christ. If these two periods run parallel with each other as to the calendar year, it will not be by mere chance or accident, but will be according to Jehovah's loving and timely purposes. It may involve only a difference of weeks or months, not years. Well, once again, there were a lot of people very excited about the coming of 1975 because of this type of information that was put out. Many sold their homes, many retired, sold their businesses, went full-time into what they call the field service, going from door to door, etc. And 1975 rolled around, and you had a lot of frustrated and disappointed people. And I remember from being a witness at that time how the organization came around 1976 to take a very strong stand of, we did not say 1975. And whatever happened to you, you brought on yourself by misinterpreting what we said. There's some more I want to touch on concerning the prophetic role of this organization. Because we're going to bring this back around. We're going to bring it back around to what the Bible has to say concerning a prophet and the false prophet. And we're going to examine that closely. Because we're not talking about prophecies that were speculations of men saying, look, we feel this might happen or that might happen. What we're talking about, for the most part, prophecies that were said, we've received new light on this particular matter, and such is going to happen at such and such a time. And then it doesn't happen, and then it's written off as everybody makes mistakes. We're going to go into that a little bit more before we leave the that topic of prophecy. But we've run out of time now, so I'm going to go ahead and bring this to a close. So we'll have our benediction. Would you stand, please?